What would you say about someone who makes up his own mind and then you can't argue with him? He's going to do things his way.
Stubborn.
Okay.
Hard-headed.
And someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper.
He doesn't have a sense of humor.
Okay. And say something that happened to embarrass somebody. You say, well, now you better not tease him about that because on that subject he's still a little bit...
sensitive.
Okay, or a little bit... what? What's another word for sensitive?
I don't know right now.
Do you ever say touches or tempting?
Yeah, touchy. He's touchy.
Okay. You say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
upset?
Uh-huh. But, if you said something to insult him, then you say, well, and he lost his temper, you say, he really got...
he really did get upset.
Okay. And... someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell them, now just
calm down.
And if you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very
tired.
Any other ways of saying that?
Well, I'm just worn out.
Okay. And say if you were traveling somewhere with small children and they kept bugging you, asking you when you were going to get there, you might say, well, just relax, we'll get there.
After a while.
Do you ever say by and by or anything like that?
No, I wouldn't say by and by. My parents might have said by and by.
That sounds real old-fashioned?
Yeah.
And if a person had been well, and then suddenly you hear that they've got some disease, you say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they...
they got sick?
And you say, he went out in the rain and came in and was sneezing and everything. You say, he went out in bad weather and he...
took a cold.
And he couldn't talk right. He sounded a little bit...
hoarse.
And if you do that, you have a...
what?
If you...
he had a cough.
And say if you normally went to bed at, say, 10 o'clock and then you had to stay up one night till 1 o'clock, by about 1 you'd be feeling pretty...
tired.
Or...
well, sleepy.
Okay.
Or worn out.
And you might say, at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll do what? When the alarm clock goes off, I'll...
get up.
Well, before you get up, you have to...
wake up.
And you say, he's still sleeping, and so you better go in there, and he's going to be late for work, so you better go...
hurry?
Or you, he's asleep, so you better go in there and...
awaken him.
And someone can't hear anything at all. You say that they're...
hard of hearing or deaf.
Do you ever hear people say deep?
Yes, but it's an incorrect pronunciation.
Who would you hear say that?
Well, some people that haven't been to school a lot, or sometimes the colored people say that.
Uh-huh.
And, people in the country, some,
mm-hmm.
quite a bit.
Just a second. It'll be a few more minutes and this fight will be over. If a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I
perspired or sweat.